It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It wouldn't be Halloween without a haunted house or two. And from Salem to Savannah, there are a number of places across America to satisfy your inner ghost hunter. Travel contributor Elaine LaBalme, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, is here to tell us about some of her favorite haunts around the country. Elaine, happy Halloween. How are you?
Hey, hi, Paul.
It's actually, today's what, Devil's Night, huh? We don't encourage that kind of thing, but that's what October 30th is.
But, you know, we're thinking orange, and I'm not saying anything about the San Francisco Giants here, my former team, Paul, but...
Oh, go ahead. You know, if
Hashtag
Kansas City would have put one of those really fast pinch runners at third and tried to steal home...
Do you believe that? Almost that, had a heart attack there.
I was thinking about
How was Mad Bum feeling in that moment?
Yeah, I don't know. It was scary. So I don't know. Are there scary moments to top that, New Girl? I mean, you're thinking...
Perfect segue. You're boy, thinking, do we have some scary stuff here today,
right.
Paul.
So, all right. You know, you have some ghastly, ghostly tours for us?
Let me tell you. You know, I am a fan of this stuff. I admit it. It's a great time of year to go on, you know, these various, you know, ghost and, you know, grave site tours and whatnot. And they're all over the place. Yeah. But the neat thing about always, whenever you can take a walking tour, is you really get a sense of the history of the place. So often we go to a city or a destination, you're just walking around, you're looking at buildings, and you don't know the backstory, and you miss so much. So actually, there are so many ghost-related tours in the particular places we're going to talk about today that you have a lot to choose from, and you can really dive deep into the history and the stories of a place and get a better sense of it while you're there. And, you know, or if you're just a big fan of Halloween, hey, you know, just go someplace close by tomorrow night or this weekend and get in the mood.
So you've got a Fab Five list of places that claim the mantle of spookiest, ghostliest city. First up is Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, site of the bloodiest battle of the Civil War.
Indeed, it was. And, you know, this is really not far away from us. What are we, three hours away
about
maybe
that.
From
yep. mm-hmm.
Gettysburg? And, you know, if you're talking about, you know, it tends to be a lot the places where there was, you know, a big battle, a war, what have you. You know, the ghosts, you know, are they still lurking in the cemeteries and whatnot? So there's a couple of neat ones in Gettysburg. This one called Sleepy Hollow of Gettysburg. They do a candlelit ghost tour. And, you know, a lot of these do go around the battlefields and whatnot. This particular group does a couple of different ones. They do one in town that's in their downtown district, which is said to be very haunted. So it's all within a 3 to 5 block area if you don't want to have to walk too much. But their other main sort of ghost tour uses, what do they call them, the dowsing rods that, you know, you place over something. A lot of people used dowsing rods years ago to see if they could find gold or oil or what have you. But they think you can find, you know, graves and ghosts with them as well. And the pendulums, those EVP recorders for the, you know, the paranormal signals and whatnot. So they do all that kind of stuff on this tour. They say they make it very interactive. But there's another place you'd want to check out in Gettysburg if you're into the ghost and sort of spooky experience. It's a place called the Farnsworth House Inn. It's supposed to be one of the spookiest, more haunted places in America. So something to consider as well.
Now, here's an idea that I really like.
Tell me.
Baltimore.
Oh.
Baltimore.
How timely is that?
Well, yeah. You've got the Ravens coming in on Sunday. But of course, they have their name because of Edgar Allan Poe,
yeah.
The writer who is the author of the poem, The Raven, and who is from Baltimore. And
he died in Baltimore,
right,
as well.
And apparently the spirits of those people are roaming in Baltimore.
Well, yeah, and especially Poe. I got to tell you, I still remember those as some of the creepiest stories I read growing up. Fall of the House of Usher and Telltale Heart. All
yeah.
of those, yeah, still creeped out. But you can go to the Edgar Allan
Pendulum.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking of pendulums, something else they use on these ghost tours. But you can go to the Edgar Allan Poe House, which is said to be haunted. The Westminster Hall and Burial Ground. He and his wife are buried there in the Westminster Hall, the old church. They do tours there as well. They do special tours on Halloween night if you want to head over to Baltimore. This weekend's game, home or away.
It's in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you can go to Baltimore first. Do the tour. Come back for the game. Those tours are running.
It's not far. That's one thing about Baltimore.
This is true. What, 4 hours, if that? And then in the Fells Point neighborhood, I don't know if you know this, Paul, but Fells Point is said to have in maybe a 1 square mile area more pubs and bars than anywhere else in the U.S. Well, of course, there is a haunted pub walk tour. You can hear about the ghosts, have a little cocktail, your hot toddy to make you feel a little more comfortable maybe throughout the tour. Lots of different ways to play the Poe thing. The Raven in Baltimore.
Interesting.
Ghost dealers.
Talking with our travel correspondent Elaine LaBalme about haunted destinations you can travel to. Now, we're getting to some far-flung ones here, including New Orleans. Why? Well, I could probably guess why you'd want to send us there.
Well, you know, the city is, below sea level, so the cemeteries are above ground, and there's 42 cemeteries in New Orleans. And that whole history of the voodoo thing, the well-known, the famous voodoo queen Marie Laveau is buried in St. Louis Cemetery number 1. Now, a tour of these cemeteries in New Orleans is really interesting. Not just so, I mean, a lot of these tours are in the middle of the day, you know, not for the ghost thing or the paranormal, but just as a sense of history of the place. And you can also do, you know, the voodoo tours. There's one called New Orleans Voodoo Tour that goes into a number of, you know, voodoo shops and whatnot. And they actually posit themselves as an academic historical tour. They don't want to be characterized as, you know, paranormal or pseudoscience or anything like that. But one called French Quarter Phantoms, I remember it actually does some very good tours of the cemeteries.
Now, Salem, Massachusetts, of course, is the place where they put witches on trial, or people alleged to be witches, of course.
Yep.
I don't know that there were any actual witches that were subjected to that, unfortunately,
yeah.
Or unfortunately. Hasn't felt quite the same ever since.
Well, you know, that's definitely one of the, you know, classic cases of mass hysteria in the U.S. People just got way carried away. 20 alleged witches, thank you for saying that, were executed, hung. And so the sad thing is that during the day, Salem, Massachusetts is an absolutely lovely place. But if you want to explore the ghostly side of it, you know, you've got the Salem Night Tour. There's one called Salem's 13 Ghosts. And they, you know, they go again through the cemeteries and the sites of the witches' trials. It's an interesting and almost sort of a cautionary tale on a period we wouldn't want to replicate.
No, certainly not. And then talking about far-flung destinations, Savannah, you can spend midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil if you dare.
Well, for those who remember the book, which I just reminded myself today, it was on the New York Times bestseller list more than any other book longer, 200 plus weeks. Unbelievable how that story took off. But the murder was actually in the Mercer Williams house. This man, Jim Williams, was accused of murdering his lover in a lover's quarrel. And, you know, the St. Bonaventure or the Bonaventure Cemetery plays into it as the Garden of Good and Evil in Savannah. So you can tour the cemetery. There's a lot of Civil War lore, obviously, also in Savannah. So the whole sort of ghost and, you know, who still lingers plays. And actually, just in recent times, the Mercer Williams house was opened for tours, the site of the murder in the book, Midnight of the Garden of Good and Evil.
Wow.
Interesting stuff.
Lots of good ideas there. Our travel correspondent, Elaine LaBalme, joining us with some Halloween destinations. Elaine, as always, great thanks.
Boo.
Hey, tomorrow for Halloween, we have a very special guest, the legendary Chili Billy Cardilli of Night of the Living Dead fame and Chiller Theater fame, joins us here on Essential Pittsburgh. And a reminder, too, that on Tuesday night, WESA, 90.5 WESA, will air live Election Night Returns and Analysis. You'll want to make sure to tune in for that. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you for listening.